Pour up, roll up, and relax. This is the Ratchet Aunties and Uncles Hour.
If you have a sex tape, and the other person does not want to be in that sex tape, the responsible adult thing to do would be to delete it or to get rid of it. For instance, there are, and I hate Google for this. Google also keeps like large repositories of photos, and there are photos that I took with exes that I then deleted out of Google's like repository, so I don't have access to them anymore. But like, you know, photos of exes doing stuff with me. There's a whole sex tape I've done with an ex-girlfriend that, like, after we did it, she started to feel some kind of way about it. And so I ended up deleting it. So, like, I feel like the real key here is to not make sex tapes with shady people. Or no, wait, don't. Yeah.
But you make don't know that they're not shady.
No, make sex tapes with shady people.
Don't know look, that they're trash look, people until after you break up, and then your shit's true. On Twitter.
Yeah,
true.
Look, here's the thing: you are the exception as far as being an adult. Like even
and
in my
being
point,
like ethical.
Yeah, like having some sort of ethics. Like even my point,
it's just basic empathy. I don't know why this is. It's not even ethics. It's just I wouldn't want this shit to happen to me.
Yeah,
so
you're
why
so
would
like,
I?
Right, but that's ethical. That's also ethical.
That's also crazy. Ethical. That's crazy that that's like a high standard. That feels like the lowest of bars.
It should be.
You're absolutely
However,
correct.
However, the bar for decency is quite low.
That's true. The president did call the Constitution phony today. So
yeah, okay. I mean, exactly.
Like, I mean, that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, even like as someone who's made, I don't know, again, somewhere between 8 and I don't know, 15 sex tapes.
And that floor is still a floor.
Yeah, it's a floor.
Eight.
Like, because like if I think about it, no.
How do you
I just
code
remember
them?
You
is
know.
Like by date.
Are they all with the same person? I mean, if this is too much, let me know.
These are all like
different people, I assume.
These are all in my past. Let's just put it that way, and let's leave it at that. Point being,
but I mean, I'm saying like if
like
we're
when that shit
eight,
happens, right? Like we're you know y'all not together no more, or for whatever reason the shit wants they want the other person wants it to go. Like, yeah, you do your best to delete it. Like there have been times where I fucked around and like, oh shit, this has been here way longer. I didn't know I had it backed up here. Oops. Let me check it out one more time, and then I delete it. But you know what I'm saying? Like it's generally a good thing to actually do that, because like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love my body. I enjoy my body. you know what I mean? I do. Like,
that's
you know,
good.
I
no,
look in the mirror
healthy.
And I'm like, all right, nigga, you got it. All right, let's get this. Let's get this world to that. But, you know, like, I don't want my shit out where I don't want it to be, period. And the second you start doing shit like that, you make it real you make it real easy for it to just come back on you, whether you like, cause you can't be pretend to be outraged when you know you know, especially when you know you already going to be outraged. Like you said, Jay, like if you know you wouldn't want that shit to happen to you, like to go and do this shit to somebody. And then like when it happened to you, then get all like pearl clutchy and shit.
How
some
dare.
Bullshit. Like yeah. you a punk. That's what you are right then and there, period. You can dish it out, but you can't take it off top.
Agreed. Yep. Mm.
That
also,
being
I mean,
said,
you never know. You might be running for senator, and then tapes pop up, and you just have to explain your balls, man. Like how
well, look,
I'm not
man,
ready.
I mean, well, man, if explain away blackface, they can explain away black balls.
Yeah,
I like the alliteration.
Yeah, there we go. Honestly,
you're welcome.
Honestly, I would just be like, and I fuck. Like, congratulations, I'm an adult, and I had sex with another adult, consenting. Oh the fuck well.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's my answer. Like, what do you say about your? What does this tape, sex tape, say about your senatorial campaign? Well, first of all, I'm not fucking anyone I'm not supposed to now, and
I think
that
it
tape
says
is from a really long time ago. I don't know what
I
to
think
tell
it says
you,
a
Kevin.
Lot about my strategy. As you can see, I don't just lay the pipe. I go about the devious plan to make sure that we both achieve our goals. And I think financially, fiscally, you can achieve. I can't even keep that up, but I think that's where you go. Fool, I think that's
just,
where you go.
Nah, look, man, this is how you explain it. You just be like, look, man, as you can see, I got the 2-for-1 special. I get one, you get two. What's the problem? I'm a generous person in my very nature. So why wouldn't they make me a generous senator?
True. Yeah. I don't know. I actually, the more I think about it, the more I think, like, as a senator or even as a president, having a sex tape, as long as it was consensual, should
it's
not
really
matter.
Not bad. Like, it, like, compared to the scandals we're seeing today.
Is that, like, that's what I was going to say.
I feel like a consensual sex tape is, like, above board.
Way yeah. above board.
Honestly, I feel like it might be more likely to catch my vote, too.
Opposed to, I don't know, rape allegations?
That too.
Correct.
Yeah, multiple rape allegations and treason.
Yeah.
And you name it.
Done it.
Tax fraud. Racism.
Oh, I forgot about the racism. Holy
and the ableism. Don't forget about that. Listen. I hate to admit this shit because I never wanted to be right about this shit, but I had a really good feeling that Trump was going to win because he was following the Reagan playbook, which was an updated version of the Nixon playbook.
Yeah.
And I said this the entire, I was like, don't fucking laugh at him for too long. Don't fucking laugh at him for too long. And the second that I saw him mock the disabled reporter on national television and his campaign was not over, I was like, yep,
over.
I'm
yep.
going to be right.
That's it.
That was the turning point for me.
Damn it.
Because at that point, if you can mock a member of the Fourth Estate who also happens to be disabled on live TV,
and everyone's just like, yeah, whatever, then they'll excuse like, oh, no.
it. So, like, again, this is honestly, running for president is the easiest fucking job interview you will ever have. It's the most pressure filled one, but it's like, as far as like actually knowing your job, you don't have to know shit because it's inherent to being president. There's a whole lot of shit that you don't know until you get there.
So, like, also, like just vague, just if you get asked a policy question, like, you know what? I think the best thing to do would be to assess the situation. Yep.
Yeah. I think the best thing to do is to
assess
the
situation and to not do what this person's doing now, but to really do something that is well thought out. Next.
Or you pivot. Or what's the number one rule? You pivot on a question. You pivot and turn it into exactly what you wanted to discuss policy wise anyway. That's it. That's all you do.
Ricky, we should run for president.
Oh, nigga, hindsight is 2020. I already had this. I've wanted to run for president since I was like 11. I just didn't want to be like the first nigga. I wanted to be like the third.
You would be the first green eye president.
I feel like that would be a good. That's a good good strategy.
Oh no, but I've given that up. No, that's never gonna happen in life. I got tattoos that disqualify me off top.
Yeah, facial hair. I don't want to.
No, the facial hair. I don't want to shave. I mean, I don't give a fuck about facial hair. You don't like my goddamn facial hair. You can kiss my ass.
No. I don't. But seriously, if you have facial hair, you can't be president. What's the last? Think about the last president you saw that had facial hair.
I don't give
really
a fuck.
Think about it.
Don't give a
like,
fuck.
Like I'm telling you,
son.
I don't think you can do it. I'm waiting
Maybe
for someone
not.
To like be bearded.
Y'all no, bearded bros are untrustworthy.
I'm not really bearded. I kind of got like a baby face anyway. Like I have a lightened version of the Steph Curry goatee and a mustache.
I'm kind of hurt that I just got called untrustworthy.
Damn. Yeah, you really did. Like, oh,
wow.
Oh, she just snuck.
Okay.
She snuck that one.
No,
right
cool. Cool.
I'm mad it took y'all that long to catch on to it, though.
It's about damn time.
Oh no! I was hurt immediately. It just I didn't want to cut in on Ricky.
He just paused. He just paused. Oh my god!
So I'm untrustworthy now. Did not know that. It's gonna be a real bummer to have to tell my wife that. Like, hey, babe, I'm untrustworthy. It's the beard.
Mm-hmm. She's like, that's it. You're going to shave right now.
She has never seen me without my, so she has only known bearded me.
And what?
Yeah, she's never seen, really, I've never shaved in the time period that we've known each other. Like I had a really traumatic incident right before I met her with my beard where I had to shave, were not even traumatic. It's just where I was like trying to line myself up, save some money and not go to the barbershop. And then I fucked up one side and went a little too low. So then I was like, oh, that's cool. I'll bring the other side down. Then I fucked up on that side to get a little too low. Then I was like, all right, it's cool. I'll just match the other side. And then like maybe 5 to 10 minutes later, I didn't have a beard left.
Oh.
And so I had to like, I had to just shave everything off and start over.
Nigga, what the hell? I don't know. Was that
this Google picture?
Yeah, that was wow. When that happened.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's. I will say this: I'm way chubbier in that picture. I am thinner now, but it's.
Definitely look like a "Wear My Hug At" nigga in this picture.
Mm-hmm. I love how much I'm getting drugged this one. This is great.
Damn, Asa is just drunk. Like,
cool.
It's been this way all weekend. I don't know what's happening, but like I've been dragging my male friends all weekend. We took a road trip to Baltimore, car ride with nothing but bombs. Oh, it was great. Wonderful. I felt like a zombie by the time I got back because I slept all of 3 hours the whole weekend.
That's how you do it, nigga. What you mean? Oh shit, nigga. Congratulations, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm old. I don't like. I'm beyond that. 37.
It wasn't
that's
on
crazy.
Purpose at all because I got back to my room. I was trying to sleep and I couldn't. And I woke up at 5 a.m. like I usually do. I was just laying there like, shit, I got a 3 hour ride back home. Fuck. So, yeah.
Wow. See, I mean, again, you're not disproving my congratulations at all.
Like, all I mean, it was a great. Because
that's how you know you turned up. That's how you know you turned up. You was like, oh, nigga, wait. Life has to happen. I guess that's just
we're at max turn up. I will say yes.
Again, what did the Hot Boys teach us? The Hot Boys taught us a very valuable lesson. Get it how you live.
I haven't felt this old in so long, so I want to take a moment to say thank you. Because that all sounds like craziness to me. I'm just like, you know how I live? I live in bed by 9:55. That's how I live, son.
Nigga, get it how you live. That's fantastic for you, nigga. If that's what you're trying to do.
That's a sweet ass vacation.
10:15 over here, and I'm currently living on the edge.
Thugging. Been thugging.
I will say, like, the saddest thing, and probably, like, the legitimately saddest thing, our honeymoon, the first day when we came in, we just went to sleep at 3 o'clock and then just slept the rest of the day. It was like we went to bed at, like, 3 p.m. and then we just slept. We just stayed in the hotel and slept.
That sounds fantastic.
It was fucking great.
My mini vacation to Fort Lauderdale to go see my friend, what did we do? I got in. We went to the grocery store. We ordered food. We ate. We smoked. We were in the bed by 10.
That's a turn up too.
Next day, all we did was stay around our pajamas until dinner. And dinner was at like 8. We back home by 10, in the bed and sleep.
Yeah, nigga, that's a turn up though. Why you trip? Like, say y'all be trying to just dampen y'all the fact that y'all be turning up and shit on the
low. It was a fucking great vacation. That's what
fun?
I needed.
Did you enjoy yourself, nigga? Did
I had
you
a fabulous
enjoy?
Time?
Then it's
but
a turn up.
22-year-old me would be looking at 34-year-old me like, bitch, what's wrong with you?
And 34-year-old, you would be looking at 22-year-old Lou like, shut the fuck up, or I'll beat your little ass. Speaking of,
me and my friend were talking about this. They're like, we're like, we should have been on the back of somebody's milk carton when we were in our 20s. Because we were doing reckless shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're so calm now. And like, I think I plan on having a glass of wine. Let's Uber to the restaurant.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I've tried it way too many times. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we should be here.
I should be on somebody's RIP t-shirt a few times over.
Listen, we're praying grandmothers.
Right? 22-year-old me was not there for 27. That's why 37-year-old me is like, nah, we're done. We're good. If you wait, just hang in there for 5 years. You'll see.
I'm so risk averse now. Like, not going to do it. Not going to do it. I'm not even, I won't even take shots of clear liquor no more. Like, nah, it doesn't agree with me.
Okay. I'm still on a sober kick, so I'm still not sure if I'm going back to drinking. I think I'm off completely.
That's understandable.
But before, I had no issues with shots, which is why I'm off drinking right now completely. Yeah. Oh, so I'm like, yeah, maybe I should be off it right now. But yeah, no, shots are clear. That sounds like a great night for me.
Oh no. I think as soon as I hit 30, clear liquor was just like, I don't know, I became allergic to it or something.
Word. Yeah. Since brown, like, I can't fuck with brown liquor. Like, I can't, like, I love a good bourbon. I love a good bourbon, and I'll never talk trash about it. But, like Henny and, like, what's the other one? Fucking.
Henny is gross. Henny has always been gross.
Thank you.
Okay.
As a nigga who's taken bottles of Henny to the head. I've taken bottles of Henny to the head. The shit's gross. Like, there's no escape. No matter how fucked up it gets you, I do like the burn, though. I do like the burn.
It's just terrible whiskey. But it's just not good whiskey. It's a nice burn. It's
terrible. Somebody, I was at a party, and somebody had a nurse tell me the Hennessy is a fine cognac.
See, niggas be fine. Over here believing the labels on the bottle and shit.
Cognac.
I mean, it's what it says in the bottle, but you can't believe it. It's a bad whiskey. It's
terrible.
It is a bad whiskey. It's not a fine cognac.
Like, if you niggas believe labels like
anything
that.
Anything I was drinking, if I was able to drink it with slim to no issues in my early 20s, it's trash now.
I mean, I can fuck with it. Like, I
can't fuck with tequila anymore.
Oh, I can still fuck with tequila.
Yeah,
my body can pretty much fuck with anything. It has to be top shelf tequila, though.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I mean, who's out here drinking Cabo Wabo?
Me?
Yeah, I know you. most of us can't afford it. So if I'm gonna do tequila, like, that would be the way to go. Like, if you're gonna do it, Cabo Wabo or Don Julio. Like, if you're gonna do it,
yes.
Like, because otherwise you're just wasting your time. It's so salty otherwise. Fuck Jose Cuervo forever.
Oh my, I remember my freshman year of college. I think it was probably a half pint of Jose Cuervo to the head. That was a terrible idea.
Wow.
Yeah, and that sounds like it.
Yeah, how did you not end up on a milk carton?
I don't know how I've survived this long.
Yeah, I don't know
with
either.
With all of my terrible decision making skills.
Y'all have heard my crazy shit. Y'all ain't even heard some of the craziest shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying. Like, I should be on somebody's RIP t-shirt.
The sketchiest places I used to go with the people I didn't know and the cars I used to get into with the clearly drunker than me people. I don't know how I'm here today.
Yeah. I think about how many times I drove home just like wasted. Just got in the car and was like, yeah, I'm fine.
And I realized very quickly that you were not.
I need both of y'all to do something real quick.
Oof.
I mean, need y'all to do me a favor.
That drive is the roughest when it's just like, oh my God, why can't I stay awake? Why can't I stay awake?
It's like you have to blink one eye at a time. It's so
yeah.
Because you close both, you are
staying closed.
Yeah, nah, I ain't that kind of drunk. I'm a wired drunk, nigga. Like, especially if I get some rum and cokes in me, nigga. Oh, it's lit.
Lit. Hey, eventually,
I need y'all to do me a favor, real quick. I need y'all to Google the distance from Long Beach, California, to Inglewood, California.
Oh, God.
Okay. And I'm going to tell y'all.
Like in a rap song somewhere?
Huh? The distance? No.
No, nah, but so. From Long Beach to Inglewood isn't a rap song.
That phrase, sure. Like 30 of them, probably.
It is 21.4 miles via I-405 North. God, fuck 405.
Okay, so.
Wow.
I'm going to tell y'all. I basically made it. I made it from Long Beach to Inglewood one night in 11 minutes.
No.
So somewhere between 11 and 13.
No. Yeah. I'm assuming fully drunk, right?
Floated.
I was in my 20s when like the original Four Locos came out.
Oh yeah.
What?
No, wait. The Limeritas though. When them shits hit, nigga, the Limeritas was fire. Especially the strawberry. I don't know. It's better than beer. I don't do beer. So like that's the closest thing I'm getting to beer.
But I can't do like malt. I can't do anything that's like fizzy or a malt beverage. It messes with my stomach. Like I couldn't even do like the Smirnoff Ice Johns.
You weren't missing out on anything.
Yeah. No, because yes, you was. Because you could have just poured extra Smirnoff in there. That's how you. I'm sorry.
Like, so, I remember the last time I had a strawberry, it was at Summer Jam. And we were mixing it with tequila during tailgating. I, being the responsible drunkard that I am, stayed awake for all of Summer Jam. My two friends passed out. Then, when the show got canceled early because of a thunderstorm, they wake up like, there wasn't even that many people that performed. They were like, you were asleep for 3 hours. everybody performed and you missed it.
Also, alcohol at a concert, an outdoor concert, is the devil, especially if it is in summertime.
Listen, first of all, tailgating, hookah, alcohol, outdoor concert, don't do it to yourself.
It's a bad idea. I did.
You know how many times I've had to drive somebody else's car home?
I did Bonnaroo like twice. It's in Manchester, Tennessee. For people who don't know, it's in the fucking dead of summer. And you're camping, so there's no air conditioning, there's no nothing. You're just outside all the time. The first time I did Bonnaroo, I thought I was gonna be cute, and I brought I brought two 2 gallon jugs of Aristocrat vodka.
I've never even heard of Aristocrat vodka.
You shouldn't have. It's the worst. It is the worst vodka you could ever have. And then
the worst vodka ever.
It is.
Majorca.
You need to have Aristocrat.
What's that cake vodka? Y'all ain't never heard of that cake vodka?
No.
Pinnacle?
Is it
Pinnacle's bad. Yes.
Pinnacle's
disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Listen.
That cake had you lit.
Listen. You know why I brought? You know why I bought Aristocrat vodka? Because it came in plastic bottles.
Majorca came in plastic bottles, too. That's how you know you shouldn't be drinking it.
It's bad. Exactly. It's real bad.
Jet fuel.
Yeah.
So I brought that. I brought other liquor because why would I not? And then I also, because I thought this was really smart, I brought like the dehydrated Gatorade mix. And so
I made Gatorade mix.
Yep. Did not add any water to it. Just pure vodka and Gatorade mix.
Oh my God. Nigga.
That is such a 22-year-old decision.
Oh my God. I was
23.
And
you just really keep getting dragged.
And no. She hasn't said a lie yet. I'm down. Like I don't even care. Has not said a lie yet. 100% correct. So like, I think this is a great idea. I mix it all up. My friends who are a little bit older than me, like a year older than me, are like, that's not a good idea. Are you not even putting any water in it? And I'm like, nah. It's already got Gatorade in it. What do I need water for? It's got electrolytes.
Wow.
So like, oh my God.
So like,
because y'all motherfuckers don't listen.
I make like about a gallon of it, of, you know, vodka, orange, Gatorade. And I get about halfway through that gallon before I'm like blackout drunk. And it is really hot at Bonnaroo, like really hot. I'm pretty sure I threw up at some point. I don't remember. Who knows? But what I do know is there was this one tent that had air conditioning, and it was a video game tent, and they had a couch, and like people were sitting on the couch and having conversations, I suppose. But I just went and just laid down across the people who were on the couch, and just like, so I was just like, I gotta lay down.
You're big ass laid on other people.
Just laid on other people. Like, I gotta lay down, and just lay down across the couch where other people are. People are like, what, huh? Yeah,
this
people like, what,
six
huh?
foot five large black man just laid on all of these people.
And then I passed out. And when I woke up, I was on the couch alone. I was in the tent alone. And like people were outside talking, and it sounded like about me, because they were talking about that he's just in there, is what I heard. And then I passed out again, and then I came to I guess like a nurse or some type of volunteer.
Medic?
Yeah, a medic, some type of volunteer. I'm not 100% clear what was going on with her, but she was like, "Are you all right?" And I was like, "No, I am not." And she's like, "What did you do?" And I guess people were expecting to hear like, you know, mushrooms or like acid or like some hardcore drug. And I was just like, I mixed Gatorade and vodka.
And I thought it would replenish me.
I thought it would be both. I thought it was the best of both worlds. I'm getting drunk and I'm also getting my electrolytes in from all the sweating of being outside. Because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, nigga. Yeah. No. You know what?
I don't understand how the human body works. I'm 23.
Clearly,
I'm a
nigga.
College, as a 23-year-old college dropout, by the way. So, like, come on. Cut me some slack.
Nigga. Nigga. No, nigga. You should know that well before college. No. He was like, no, this is going to be great. And then 5 hours later.
This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me. Nigga.
Yeah. That was 100% what happened. It was just
I've been there, just
struggling to hold it together. Fortunately, that was like day three though. It was day three by the time that happened. I made it through because I had like my friends like were like they kept me from doing it. They had like we ended up mixing Hawaiian fruit punch and like vodka for the first couple days, and that was great. It was day three that I did that nonsense.
You were desperate at that point. I mean, we've all been there. We've all been there.
No, we haven't.
Not there. Not exactly there. But we've been in similar places, sort of.
Look, at the beginning of the story, I was pretty sure I said that was stupid. Actually, no. Maybe I didn't. But let me preface it posthumously.
I mean, I've done dumb
shit. It was dumb.
I've done dumber shit. I'm not.
I mean, I have too.
I've done dumb shit, but that was like.
That's a special kind of dumb. Like
that was a special. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not as dumb as the shit I've done.
That was after school special dumb.
I was very sheltered as a youth. All right. I didn't get all the good drinking years.
This is why you don't sell to your kids.
Yeah. Let your kids get out there and get wasted. Yeah. If I had got wasted at 17, I wouldn't have been doing this shit at 23. I would at least understood. I would have understood it. I didn't.
You have to at least be able to drink a few times while you're underage to be able to gauge, you know, mm-hmm. what the fuck is gonna happen.
Or just
maybe just like 18, 19. Yeah, you kind of got it. Yeah. But no, you know what? Because I started drinking at like what 18, really? Because like. Well, my first drink I ever had was like four. I was like four. It was like
I'm sorry.
Like, hold on. I think I've told this story before. Maybe I haven't.
Okay, like, I think we both told.
Like, yeah, accidental. Okay.
Yeah. It was accidental.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
No. So
yeah, we've all had an accidental drunk story. I thought this was just like for real. You were like, oh, what's that? Let me get that wine. And you were just at the table drinking like some wine.
It was a glass of vodka. It was a clear glass of vodka. I thought that shit was water. I just
got it.
And then took another sip and was like, I don't know why I did it twice, but I just wanted to make sure. I confirm, okay?
This water tastes funny. I should try some more.
I was four. You were 23, sir.
Hey. Correct.
I was 12 and somebody made some really good rum punch, so you couldn't tell that there was alcohol in it.
Yo.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah. That happened to me when I was like 20, but this was my first port that I'd ever pulled into, like in the Navy and shit, right?
Oh, I thought you meant port like fortified wine. Okay, cool.
No. Like we pulled into we pulled into Spain like 3 weeks before my 21st birthday. And I knew mm-hmm. we were gonna be out to sea for my 21st birthday. And somehow, one way or another, I got to be like one of the only people in my pay grade to get overnight to where I could stay like off the ship overnight. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it worked out. Shit worked out. And so we get to this club and it was like 20 euros to get in, nigga. And it was like unlimited drinks, nigga, all you could drink. And it was like little weird. They weren't weird. They're actually mildly interesting, but like little sex shows and stuff because it's Spain and shit. They don't give a fuck.
Correct.
And there was this African dude at the bar. And he handed these two white girls something purple, nigga. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And so he was like, it's called Black Kool-Aid. And I was like, ooh, nigga, give me three of those. So then I was so then I take one, I drink that shit right then and there. And I'm like, oh, nigga, fuck that one up. And then grab the other two and then started sipping those as I was walking away. It was a really long night. I think I left that club at like 7 a.m. And that's because like I was dancing with a girl and my calf cramped up, and so I like stumbled drunk next door to my hotel and shit, and then passed out in a chair. And I was like, you know, I'm 20, I'm from the hood and shit, like this is my first ever international experience. And I was like, yo, I can't believe I was at a club till like 7 a.m. and then nobody fight or get shot or stabbed. Oh my god, this is lovely. And I just passed the fuck out.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be on that wild shit, boy. Actually, that same day, I got super fucked up early in the morning, and then ended up cussing out Hankins, niggas. As a matter of fact,
no!
Yes. So wait. I gotta tell this story. I'm sorry. This is how I ended up in Spain. So we get there, and I have to stand. Duty, which is where you stay on the ship the first day. And so like all my homeboys, like they were off that day, so I got off the following day, and I had the next 3 days off. So what the fuck happened? Oh, these motherfuckers decided they were going out without me because they left, like because I couldn't get off in time or whatever. And so I ended up having to go with like my basically division head and then the loserest guy of all losers that you will ever meet, that I have to save him for another show because it was he was such a loser. So I ended up having to go out with them. And so like we go grab a burger and shit, and have a beer. Then we stop off at the liquor store, nigga. They got 40-ounce bottles of sangria, nigga. I grabbed like two of them shits. I drank one while we was basically walking to the beach, and then had another one I was sharing around. I think I still drunk like half of. Then we got to the beach area, and there was this place called the Daiquiri Palace. So it was like little daiquiris and shit. We had a bottle. We had a fifth of Smirnoff too. So, we was like basically filling them back up with the Smirnoff and fucking toasted. So then we decide that we're going to go back because in order to get to stay overnight, you had to get the hotel first and then go back and turn in the paperwork to say where you're staying and all this other bullshit. And so we take it. And mind you, I'm with like my division head, and he absolutely wants to stay overnight. And it's like I'm not really supposed to, but because I was with those two and they were qualified, and they really like there was nobody else. They the department head let that shit slide. Mm-hmm. And so like I'm the only what the fuck happened? Oh yeah, yeah. So I'm walking out the hotel room after we get the shit, the room, and. We're walking across the street to where the bus comes to pick us up, and I just fucking throw up in the middle of the street, like walking mid stride, nigga on the side, just. And it was like, yo, you all right, Rick? I was like, yeah, man, let's just go get some chicken, man, because it was a KFC across the street. So I'm sitting there eating chicken, trying to sober the fuck up and shit, because I am fucking wasted. Wasted, okay? I have been drinking since like 10 a.m., nigga. It's like 4. Like, it's wild. So we get back to the ship, and I'm still super fucking drunk. I managed to sober up to get on the ship, you know, without making any note, you know, anybody suspicious of a whole lot. And so we get downstairs, and I finally just fucking lose it for a second, and I just start acting wild. And so I see Hankins, and he's sitting in the burden by himself and shit. I was like, yo, nigga, I'm about to go to the bathroom. Watch my shooter. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. He was like, Rick, I know you're drunk, so I'm going to let this one slide. He was like, but when I see you, when you sober, we're going to have you're going to have to see me. I was like, you know what? Fuck it then. That's fine. I'll be ready, nigga. I'm going to have some Gatorade, and we're going to go at it. And so... later on, he did to just like about 3 weeks later, he did whip my ass. It was, yeah. I mean, again, he earned it. He had to work for it, but he whipped my ass. It is what it is. So anyway,
I mean, at least he whipped your ass while you were sober. So
yeah, you know,
he's considerate enough to do that.
Exactly, he's a considerate nigga. He know I fuck with him. We fuck with each other. We was good peoples. Cause I got locked up going to go get his ass from jail. Oh. He was stranded. He was stranded actually in like Northern Virginia. But anyway, I digress. ADD is taking over. Yeah. So then we finally get off the ship. Mm-hmm. He didn't manage to beat my ass. I managed to stumble off the ship in enough shape to where they didn't notice I was fucking wasted. Mm-hmm. And we get back to the hotel room. I passed out for like 3 hours, woke back up, and it was like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and it was basically time to go to the club that was next door. It was called BCM, nigga. We just said it's the shit stood for biggest club in the med, but we, you know, we stupid. I get in there, and basically like my homeboys and shit, they already in there because they gotta leave by like 9. And so they just getting, I'm just walking in the door. I'm like, yo, how long y'all been here? They was like, oh, we've been here since like 6 or 7. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Y'all need to leave soon, don't you? It was like, well, you don't? I was like, nah, fool, I got overnight liberty. Holla. It was like, oh. So I'm in the club. Wasted. Wait. You know what? Hold on. We're going to find these photos. I'm going to find these photos. All right, should we actually get to the damn topic?
Some point.
Oh, wow, we did have
yeah.
I mean, at some point, there's like...
This is what topics. Happens when Stephanie's not available to join us. We probably should have mentioned
okay,
that,
wait.
Too.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Welcome back to the Ratchet Auntie and Uncle's Hour. Stephanie's not here. I'm Jay. I guess someone should have done this. Producer, I'm looking at you. I'm playing. I'm not looking at you.
No,
I could have easily done this. Asa, how are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking and shit. Ricky, how are you?
Haven't we heard how I've been for like the past 35 minutes? We're good. I'm fine. That's my fault. My bad.
Dope. Okay, so tonight's
you
topic.
Know what? You know what?
Yeah. We can't be unsupervised.
You know, Stephanie's gonna hear this shit and she is gonna laugh her fucking ass off. Can y'all see that?
Shit.
Yo, my bad. I dropped out.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
Nah.
But, did you just drop?
I did for a second, but hold on. I think I'm about to. Yeah. I'm back up. All right. Yeah. So.
And recording.
Yeah, we're still recording. I just dropped off the chat because I tried to drop something. Drag and drop or drag and drop does not apply.
Oh,
and then just open
it. Okay.
Oh, there right. goes.
I'm thinking so, the whole ass
I see a picture.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, these is... Yeah, yeah. Thuggin. Thuggin.
Wow.
I like young, evil Ricky. This...
Wow. You see him, nigga, biggest club in the man. Nigga. Wait, let me see.
This is
Palma de Mallorca, Spain. Oh, I forgot that was there. That's gotta go. Oh no, this was Naples. Oh, I'm wild.
Why is his coat so big?
Because this was 2005. Don't judge me.
The right, look. Yeah,
that's about as far as we can go with that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Wild nigga. Wild nigga.
Wait, was one of them dudes Hankins?
No, actually.
Okay.
Let me see. I don't know if Hankins is one of those pictures that does, one of those dudes that doesn't take pictures.
Yeah,
he doesn't really. The dragon don't take pictures, nigga. The dragon does not take pictures.
Yeah, I figured.
That's fair. That's fair.
I might have a picture of him somewhere. I really might, but like it would be, I'd be hard pressed to find it.
In my head, he's like a mix. Like a
candid picture too.
In my head, he's.
It is. Of course, it is. It's a candid one.
For a picture.
No, absolutely not. I'm pretty sure if I do, it's him looking. It's him giving me an "I should beat your ass" look as he's turning around. Because I probably was like, "Hey, Hankins, hey, nigga, boom," and then just hit him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, how I like roll sometimes. That's how I used to roll.
In my head, when you talk about him, he has the face of Brother Man, but like the body of Debo.
No, actually, he was like kind of a medium build. You wouldn't think that he was that strong of a guy. That's what. That's what.
So he was just Brother Man. So just Brother Man in general. Dope.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So he every time you talk about him, I just see Brother Man.
Or Bushido Brown from Boondocks.
Like he had a fro and everything?
Bushido Brown.
No, no fro though. Just the fro-less Bushido Brown.
Okay.
As far as build. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Kind of tall, not, you know, tall, 6'3"-ish, but not too built or stocky, just kind of average build.
Okay.
And wiry.
All right,
wiry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tonight's topics. The first one, right? The first one is Pastor Wilson. If you are unaware, Pastor Wilson is a pastor who was recently videotaped taking communion in the sexual way with another woman's pussy. This went all over Twitter. And I assume Facebook. Not his wife. Yeah, and this was on Facebook too.
Yeah,
Facebook has gotten gully.
Listen, it didn't take it an extra 3 months to make it to Facebook or nothing.
If Facebook has gotten dirty, I remember there was a time when you could not, like, you had to go to Twitter for this dirt. But anyway, after it was kind of got circulated, people had like a field day making Pastor Wilson jokes. I may have made that communion joke another time, another place. But then he took to the internet and Pastor Wilson said, and I'm quoting, not verbatim, but like I will quote him verbatim in this. He said, "I'm a pastor who likes pussy." Those words. Let's start there. Are pastors allowed to proclaim their love for pussy?
I don't recall there being anything that said you can't.
I mean, like, it's
not
it's,
when they shame women for having sex. See what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it's part and parcel based on what you do and what kind of pastor you are. Like,
Are there any, like, for real sex positive pastors?
That was going to be my next question, actually.
Not really. That's why, on the whole, like, I mean, you could be. They just don't want to be. You see how that works?
Like, what would that even look like, though? Because, like, the Bible's pretty shameful on that whole front.
Okay. It's also shameful about your traditionally, pork, I guess. And crawfish. And?
What?
And?
I love crawfish.
Niggas be lying all the time on the Bible, so.
True.
Why?
That's true. Also, like, I feel like you could still be sex positive and relatively biblical. I mean, the Bible's not really shameful about sex itself. It's just, I guess it's sex outside of a very thin, narrow line.
Is
that positive?
I don't know. People picking shit from the Bible.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
True.
Again, people use the Bible to justify white supremacy.
So,
remember the lady with people made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Deontay, or Adam. And, you remember her? Wow, remember her?
Oh God, yeah.
You mean? wait. So her problem in that was that Deontay is a black name,
or I actually meant to say like Deontay and Abigail or some shit, but you know,
it worked
either way, nigga. It worked either way.
I was like, she hates black people and gay people, and she decided to combine.
I mean, like, kind of
That happens too. Yeah, like it's gonna happen.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that just threw me for a loop. It took me a while to get that. I was like, wait, what was her point? I got lost. I was trying to understand the hatred, and I just could not.
Don't understand the hatred. It doesn't make sense. You can't understand doesn't make sense.
But not like does it say it, like if you're a sex positive pastor, are you dropping like a hot 2 to 5 minutes of you like instructional video eating out of pussy? Because it is
not necessarily. Maybe have an open marriage. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think you would drop the video, but if the video was leaked, you wouldn't have anything to shame of.
Yeah,
exactly.
As he did.
Yeah. See, but this is the difference, is that like he had no shame, but he's not sex positive. Like that's where the problem comes in.
That's
like,
where,
you're a fucking hypocrite and an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone would be that giving. Could be. Let me quit. I'm gonna stop making those jokes.
asshole.
I'm gonna stop.
You know what? He deserves to be made fun of. Not because.
No. I'm making light of what you're saying, which is unfair. Oh. Like your point is to be made. Like you're right. Yeah. He is an asshole. I should not make fun of that. But I don't know. I feel like it's. The only thing that was interesting about this was, it's probably the first time I've seen someone who is a pastor or someone who's religious just be like, yeah, and what? Like, I haven't seen anyone do that in the realm of sex. Like, I've seen them do it, like, in the realm of sex, I haven't. Not in the, like, yeah, and Jim what? Jones? Like, that's so...
Any, like, cult leader, basically?
Cult leader? Yeah,
Run that by me. Talk to me. No, talk to me. Who are we talking about?
Jim Jones?
Yeah, but like, okay, in the realm though of
legit Christian,
right?
I mean,
it
happens all the time though.
I guess maybe I haven't been paying attention.
Like shit, like Jehovah's Witnesses or something like that.
Oh wow, you're just gonna take a run at me all day. I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. No, keep going. I used to be a Jehovah's Witness, but no, cool. Let's.
I have some friends who are also Jehovah's Witnesses besides you, and we talk about like the discretions of the men of the cloth.
Yeah. And oh my God.
The shit. Yeah.
Oh, let's spill some tea while we're doing that. I got an example. So there was a dude who I say, how much tea can I spill? All right. So I'm not gonna drop names because I'm related to one of the. Well, damn it, I can't say that. Yeah, I can say that. I'm related to one of the people. Here we go. So there was a person who had a marriage and, you know, they were married and, the men of the cloth or the older men, like got really intimately involved in their marriage and like talking about how they had sex because they were having issues. Fast forward to one of the people who gave them like arguably the most misogynistic of advice, his wife got cancer. As she was dying, it was found out he was cheating on her with somebody else who was also married, but her husband didn't have cancer, though that would have been a nice trifecta. And that all kind of exploded right about the time I was like, yo, maybe this is not what I should be doing. It was huge at that time. I think I might have been like maybe 17, 18 when that happened. But it was like major. So yeah, that happens like a lot. Like
let's keep going on it.
I hear about these things.
And there's just a lot of that. I think it's.
Yeah.
I think with those types of religions, to your point, Ricky, because they are so like shame on you, especially for women. There's a lot of like harshness towards women. For not being submissive, you know, they get called whores and sluts and they kind of get shamed. And men are just, you know, being for like they're being seduced or like it's like, well, you just, you know, if these women weren't such harlots, you couldn't fucking sleep with them. And like if that's your attitude, but then you own this like, well, I love pussy. Well, then like, nah, I don't think you get to like be cool about this.
No, you don't. Absolutely not.
Yeah. No.
Cool. All right. So next, other topic. maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. Gina Rodriguez made news again. I feel like I could have done a modicum of research for this, but I just don't.
Who wants to do that?
I just don't. Let's just topic. Let's just start the topic.
We are not Stephanie. We are not professionals.
Well, it's not like we're discussing like policy or anything.
I don't want to look up what she said. All I know is that
she was quoting a Fugees song, and then tried to pass it. But what's funny is that she skipped one part that she knew she didn't know.
Mm-hmm. But she knew nigga.
Yeah,
but she knew nigga. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which brings us to what is resoundingly running through Twitter right now. Who gets to say nigga?
Not her.
Not her.
Correct.
Like, I didn't. You know what? It always, like, I feel like it's especially insensitive here when you realize that, like, when it comes to hate crimes in like the city or the county writ large, Black and Latinos are the highest. Blacks are the highest, and they actually both make up 55% of each other's attackers. Think about that shit for a second.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have like places where, nah, and you live here. You grew up in the hood, yeah, but you know, you also know like the intricacies. Just because you hung around niggas don't mean that you get to say nigga. Like,
yeah.
But you know what though? The other thing that kind of irritated me about the conversation is everybody was like, oh, well, you know, growing up in the ghetto does not entitle you to say the N-word. It's not like the N-word is synonymous with blackness. Or, I mean, poverty is synonymous with blackness. And to some degrees it is. Like, we're disproportionately, like,
impoverished.
Like, yeah. And to say that that's not, like, part of the black experience. It's not a part of every black person's experience, but it's an integral part of the black experience, because that's why it makes it so hard for those who aren't in the same, like, who aren't at poverty levels to ever really build any kind of generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're part and parcel. You know what I mean? Like, you can't disconnect that from the black experience, because it is largely the black experience to the degree that it exists in society, nigga. Like,
yeah, to the point where like wealthy black is still something we don't truly know.
Yeah,
we're just starting to tap into what wealthy black might begin to look like, and a lot of that came from just certain black people basically hitting the American lottery, if you will, and acquiring enough wealth to pass to their children.
Yeah.
We just got to that point.
Yeah. And
just now.
Well, there have been exceptions, right? Definitely. But like, there are always exceptions to rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't hold everybody back. And some people, like, some people, whether it be combination of their own skill and perseverance and just fucking luck and circumstance, you get to that point. Like, you know how lucky LeBron James is? How many, like, despite all of his talent and hard work and, like, you know how lucky he is that, like, he didn't walk down the wrong block in Cleveland?
It's a combination. It's a combination of having, like, talent, skill, perseverance, work ethic, and luck. Like, you have to get lucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always have felt, and I mean, this might just be me personally, but I've always felt like when we start talking about specifically like nigga and who can use and who can't, like it really boils down to the thought process. I guess to me, the fact that nigga was used as that final insult, the one that was we're about to hang you, we're about to kill you. The last thing you hear is nigga. And if you can't, if that isn't the final insult for you per se, like I honestly don't feel it. And I mean in the sense of between the year the founding of America and now, that insult has been the final insult for black people who have been lynched. Thousands upon millions of black people have been killed. That was the final insult. And if that can't be used against you to remind you of that, of people who look like you, of your ancestors who may have been killed because of being black, then you don't get to say it, because we're trying to take the word back for our family and for our culture. You're not. Like, you just want to sound cool.
You can't reclaim something that, like, wasn't used.
That wasn't yours to begin with. Correct.
Well, and this is, I agree with that, but I also look at in another sense, like, the word actually just used to describe black people, right? At some way before. I mean, nigre is fucking black, like, in Spanish. It's not really like a secret, but it's always been the treatment. You've always, until you stop treating us like niggas, like, you don't get to say it.
You just I don't even think then. I don't even think then. Like, there's not treatment or not. Like, it's a word that,
well, I didn't,
the history doesn't go away. Like, well, and like, I get that, like, we give power to words, but the truth of the matter is that words are meant for communication. Communication is just shared meaning. There's a shared meaning between our society of what that word means, of the history of that word, that will never go away. You could stop treating me like a nigga all day, but that doesn't mean you get to call me a nigga. Like,
no, I mean,
that's not how that works.
We've never, you know, that's never happened. I don't, you know what? I just, it's never happened. So I don't know how I'd feel. If
true. I don't, but I, you know, I mean? Would say, I would say that it would, even if we got to, let's say we got to a point where justice was a real thing, where police didn't shoot us in our homes, where legitimately we not just said Black Lives Matter, but actually understood that as a concept, where there's representation both in the media, but also in the government, where it truly counts. Let's say we hit that matter, not just on a local level, that's on a city level, but on a federal level. Let's say we got there. Let's say we actually got to that point.
That wouldn't be good enough.
Right. So we get to that point. You telling me that you couldn't immediately put me back into the position of quote unquote being a nigga by calling me that? By reminding me of, no matter what progress has been made, you're still just a nigga. And like, that is the reason why you just can't say it. It's just, it will always have that history.
Yeah, I see that.
It's never going to go away.
I just don't see, like, that as a function of being like where I'd feel comfortable. We were at a point where, like, our ancestors' labor had been properly compensated. Like, we actually, all of what you said was also true. And like, there was actually like a lack of,
I didn't even throw reparations in. Not even
reparations.
I don't believe it's going to happen.
I think, like, if all of that were to happen, I would still,
I don't know how I'd feel.
Fuck with you if you said it, but I would also understand if, it didn't become news.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be like, I can't believe this became news. Well, you know, there's a whole history. Like, I didn't ruin this for you. Like, somebody's racist ass grandpa did. Like, not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to tell you, dog. Like, go see somebody else about that shit. You just can't say it. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that kills me, I think, to some extent, is there are words in society that we all recognize as being words we don't need to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is this one the one that just can't get added to that lexicon of words we don't say? Yeah. What is it about this one that you just can't fathom not saying? Like,
it is something about
and
black people get to do it.
Well, so I honestly think it's white people honestly feel that we are equal, that we are, and they think that we are at equal stance. Well, why do black people get to do something that I don't? Aren't we the same? We're not, and we're not at an equal stance. And that's why, you know, we're like, don't do this, because from just a historical standpoint, we don't want you to do this, because hearing a black person say it to me is different for me than hearing a white person yell nigger at me. It's a real difference.
From, I still don't think they see us as equals. I think it's if somebody saw the janitor getting to take home paper towels or something.
Yeah.
Well, he can do it. Why can't I?
Correct. You're right. Equal is not the right term. Yeah. They, like, why do they get to do something that I can't?
I can't. Yeah.
Correct. I stand corrected.
Yeah, and that's pervasive throughout like all of like whiteness. It's why like, oh well, this person has this car, why don't I? And this like, mm-hmm. It's always that pervasive kind of nature. So it's not surprising that it's with the word to me. Like I just think that if whiteness were to end and there was a general collect, like no longer a collective need to hold on to whiteness from white people, that I would be okay with.
I would still be side eyeing you.
Yeah.
But also, you know,
it wouldn't be news. Like I was just like, all right, I know news. I can't really trust you.
Like Twitter threads or anything like that.
I would side eye you for being disrespectful because you were asked. Like, even if put everything else aside, fuck it. Put out everything else aside. There's a large group of people who are asking you not to do something. Mm-hmm. Hey, this hurts our feelings. Nothing else. This hurts our feelings. Could you not even like, don't do it at your own home. Do the fuck you want in your own home. You want to drop nigga at home by yourself? Cool. Do that. I'm not here to tell you what you can't do in the privacy of your own home because I'm not here to hear it. Don't
still
do
makes
that
you a shitty
shit
person.
Where I can see
still it. Makes yeah, you a shitty
absolutely.
Person.
It still does. 100% does.
I just again, won't know it.
Everything else aside, like, just don't do it. I'm not even asking you to stop in your own home because I can't control that. Just don't do it in front of me where I
can. I am.
Just don't do it.
Stop inside your own home too. Have some fucking
decorum. But I'm saying,
in this
scenario, that's the smallest thing you have. That is the least that you have to do. The least amount that you have to do is just don't say this shit in public. And motherfuckers can't stop. That's what's crazy to me about it. The smallest thing you have to do. The smallest thing you have to do is just don't say this shit in public. Yeah. Say it anywhere else you want to. Because honestly, the fuck am I gonna do if you don't say it where I'm not here to hear it? I don't want you to say it, but what am I gonna do? I can't walk in like you say nigga. Someone say nigga in here.
Somebody,
I can't. I'm not gonna.
Nigga that says no at home. That says nigga at home. You know the type.
I get that. But what I'm saying
I
is like
I wouldn't
I can't,
be friends with them to be able to approach them about it. You know, like
how,
if it was a random internet troll that I've never met before. Who's complaining in a thread like, but how come you can say it and I can't? I'm not gonna know. I don't know them. Saying nigga in their home.
I don't know it's John down the street. I don't know.
Do anything about it. I can't like lecture them about it. I can't go and whoop their ass. I can't do anything about that.
Right. I don't know what I don't know. And so then whatever, fine. But the smallest thing that you have to do, the smallest thing we're asking is like, yo, just don't do it in public. Where other black people can be hurt by it. Well, not even other, where black people can be hurt by it. Hey, remember that? And honestly, we've been real polite about a lot of shit, but we were real polite about civil rights, way too polite about reparations, if you ask me. We're being polite about this, truthfully, very politely. Hey, that hurts us. Could you not do it? That's all we're doing. And you motherfuckers can't stop. That's the part that just drives me up the wall. It's like, it's the most polite way for us to ask this. We really could, as black people, I think I may have said this a couple weeks ago, we could stop fucking asking for equality and start looking for revenge, motherfuckers, and we would be 100% correct in doing it. Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't just be like, you know what? Let's just kill all your children in the streets. And you would just be like, well, that's a really fucked up stance, but I guess you're justified in doing it. Because guess what? We would be. But we don't do that. We don't go that route. We don't do that. And you still, motherfuckers, can't just fucking stop. The smallest thing is just fucking stop it in public. That's it. It's fucking small. Stop fucking getting in the car with me, listening to a song, saying nigga, and looking me in the eyes. Like, stop doing that shit. You know.
This is just bare minimum decency.
It's
like,
so low.
The actual, like, highest level would be, like, you have no desire to.
Yeah, that's where
it.
I hold it. Yep. That's where my standard is. I'm unrealistic.
The bar should be.
Yeah.
But at this
realistically,
point,
people, yeah. I don't even. But realistically, I want the bar to be there. But if we're being realistic, it's not.
That's
just
where my bar
fucking
is.
Quit
I just
here.
Decide whether or not I'm gonna beat somebody ass for it or not. Because that's where the bar. Like, that's where the bar gets you, right? So like, if you know, it's like, did this motherfucker really.
It's really just.
Do I feel like going to jail today? Can I get it? Do I got bail money? Okay. All right. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's it. That's a personal honestly, decision. You still know what? It's not, suffer the consequences.
To your point, Ricky, it's not even just niggas. Because niggas like the upper echelon of racism, right? You know what? I may have told this story. Did I tell y'all the story about the salesperson who said he wanted to rip off Colin Kaepernick's afro?
Yes.
Yes.
So like that, like it's that level of racism where Ricky, if they really truly were trying to be decent human beings and not just, well, let me not offend people by the words I say, but let me really introspectively think about like how I view the world and view people. Yeah, I would 100% prefer that. But
yeah, I just that think shit is, like, that kind of person has no desire to say the N-word. So we're kind of like saying the same thing. We're all right on the same page. It's just, you know, like these are similar thoughts.
Yeah, it's just, I'm saying the lowest bar, though. The lowest bar that has been set.
Yeah, I mean, it's the bar.
That's the societal bar, honestly. That's the societal bar. It's not what it should be, but that is the societal bar that they can't even make that. So we're saying, like, you're saying, like, fuck that bar. That bar is way too low. That bar is still tripping motherfuckers up.
That bar is under the ground.
And people are still fucking not clearing that bar.
Digging, nigga.
Like,
digging.
It's like
it's okay. I'll dig myself up, nigga. I'm gonna dig myself up.
See someone pole vault with negative numbers. Like, well, he went negative 6 feet under the bar. It's impressive, actually. He had to your point, dig himself into under the bar. At this point, we're so far in the bar, we're just in hell. So,
again, and it's, you know what? It's the same standard. It's the same thing like with the pastor, right? Like, there's a bar where he should actually be. And then this motherfucker's just, you know, he didn't even need a fucking shovel. He just got a bulldozer, nigga, and was like, all right, fuck the bar. Wherever it is, it's
honestly
going down.
I feel like every bar everywhere is the lowest, is at its lowest point right now. Like, everything is awful.
Like, it's such a low bar for everything. And I'm just like, all right, whatever.
Like, the bar for dating is terrible. Honestly, the bar is so low for so many things that federally run agents, for fucking representatives, for senators. It's just, we are arguably at one of the lowest points of our society. And I don't know. I don't know if we're going to turn this shit around. I really don't.
I don't know. There's nothing based on history that has taught me that we will.
Dope. I was hoping you were going to give me some positive feedback on this.
No, you know what? I think it's all downhill from here, but it's going to take another two to 300 years.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I'm dead, as well.
You know, your kids,
even better. My family line will be snuffed out with me. So.
Cool.
Well, no, I just have a niece.
Nieces, you know, nieces, kids, whatever, you know, they all right. But like, we got like maybe 200, 175 years.
It's, and you know what? I will say this. Someone, Rod said this on Twitter and it resonated with me. It was, races hated the idea of a black president so much that they put an open bigot who was not qualified into office so that like we could all experience what they felt like for 8 years.
What? No. What the fuck? Okay. I don't buy that because he's not the first incompetent president to show up in office.
No, he is not. But he is definitely openly bigoted. And I do believe he was the most bigoted person to run for person to run for president.
Prior to him, it was Reagan. Prior to him, it was Reagan.
No. I'm talking about after Obama. I'm talking after Obama.
Right. But I don't think, but this is just the pattern, their voting pattern. I don't think it has any ethos behind it other than white supremacy. And this is what white supremacy tells us to do. This is our voting pattern. You're ascribing way too much intellectual thought into something that has no actual intellectual basis.
I don't know. I'm not even saying like it's a, I'm saying if you're voting with your gut and you're a racist or a white supremacist and you just went through 8 years of Obama, I don't know why I was going to say years of a nigga and it made me feel bad in my soul, but you just went through 8 years of Obama. I feel like the knee gut jerk, the knee jerk, excuse me, reaction or gut reaction is Trump, because he is inverse and like he's so anti-Obama. This is the person who before he even ran for president, his whole thing was I'm an Obama birther. I think, to your point, I don't think it was a concerted effort to be like, haha, now we'll show them. But I do feel that there was a really visceral reaction, and amongst, again, someone who is a white supremacist who truly feels as if either they are superior or, more to the point, as if things are the way they should be, and things are most the way they should be when, like under the Reagan years, someone who really does have the, I do want America to go back to a certain time period.
Reagan was, okay, all right, yeah, no.
I think that resonates.
Honestly, he ran the Reagan playbook to a fucking T. Like, there's no, like, it's not even a question. You're correct. I'm not arguing that with you. They didn't identify with Trump. They identified with the tactic. I'm not arguing that with you.
I think where we're disconnecting is I'm not saying that every person who voted for Trump is a white supremacist. Or more to the point, let's put them on a spectrum. So, on the left side, we have someone who's kind of a white supremacist, like, but doesn't realize it. On the right side, we have someone who is very much a white supremacist and knows it. I'm saying that, to your point, the Reagan playbook is going to catch the people who are kind of a white supremacist and don't realize it. But I think Trump's open bigotry and his entire birtherism is going to catch people on that far right side of the spectrum. And I think that's the spectrum that I was focused on. I think more to the point that Rod was focused on. I think, to your point, he did play out of the Reagan playbook. I'm not arguing that. I know he did. He was the quote unquote, the law and order candidate, the same thing Nixon did. It's that run.
Yeah, but
that,
the message was understood the same. Like, I don't, you know, like, yeah. I mean, they may have it may have roused them up a little bit that, you know, he said it in, you know, quote unquote, plain speak, but he was saying the same shit that Reagan was saying. They understood the message.
Yeah, I think the birtherism movement, though, like, remember, I don't think that got missed. I don't think the fact that he was one of the most vocal and adamant, I want to see his long form birth certificate, because he was so adamant about it, I honestly do believe that there are people on that far right end of the spectrum that I was talking about that was why they voted. They voted for him because it's like, oh, this dude does not like black people.
To your point, Reagan is actually the reason California has gun control, and it's because the Black Panthers showed up in Sacramento and they protested at the state capitol and shortly thereafter. So again, you can make that same point that like the base then knew that he didn't like niggas. Like it was, you know, and not only that, but the Young Buck speech or the, you know, standing in the first stake.
I thought that was Bush.
No. That was Reagan. That was Reagan. Reagan actually, and the thing about it was, is that he went from Young Buck, because that now isn't as racially coded of a term, but it's always been.
Oh yeah, that was
for
Reagan
a while.
Oh,
and he switched it up to fella or some shit because the word Buck was too social, like was too racist at the time.
Yeah.
We don't think of that word as, we don't think of Young Buck as racist because, again, that's something that black people have reclaimed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, you call me Young Buck 30 fucking years ago as a white person, I'm ready to beat your ass. You know, or 40 years ago, I'm ready to beat your ass. But, like, you do that shit now, it's like, okay.
I am. By the day. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I look like a whole dollar.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to the point of nigga, like, I don't know. I mean, it's much more as much more of a storied history. But like when the treatment really stopped, I really don't know how elated I'd fucking feel. And even if I felt like to Ace's point, I just, you know, kind of side eye you a little bit, but I wouldn't beat your ass anymore. Like, or, you know, have to consider beating your ass. Cause that's what goes through my mind. It's just like, do I want to go to jail today or not? And I'm like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, separate discussion, but the decision's already there. It's just, do I want to follow through with the decision?
I always get to a point where I guess I just don't fuck with you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I get to eventually, but the first thought is,
well, nah, I think the first time you drop you're not black, you drop a nigga in front of me. We're gonna have a real conversation about how, like, I'm not that black person, so you need to quit. And then the second time, we're done. Like, you got warned. Like, I don't have to beat your ass. I'm good. I just
show you better than I can tell you, though. I'm just saying.
But I'm saying, like, I just don't need to be around you. I don't need that energy in my life. I am of the firm belief that the minute I beat someone's ass, I'm going to jail or worse. It's just not, I'm not risking that in these streets. It's just easier for me to remove people from my life. Like, it's just,
I'm at now. But the first thought is it's a serious consideration every time. It really is. I wish it weren't to some degree, but I mean, honestly.
I feel like sometimes it's like you almost feel like you have to, like, you got to do it for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to, like, almost like I feel like if I hear you drop an N-bomb, like, I kind of have to beat your ass so you understand you can't do it. And I'm just now getting to a point where, like, fuck it. I can't beat every white person's ass.
Yeah.
I just got to that point.
I got shit.
I know what you mean. Well, no, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to die. I don't want to, you know, like, I'm not, like, you're going to call the cop. Like, you're going to call me. I think I said this on Twitter. Like, you call me the N-word, I get angry. You call the cops, I get killed. You call my corpse the N-word. Like, that's really where we are right now.
With a black eye.
I hope you're doing worse than a black eye, bro. Give him a little bit worse than a black eye.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in addition to everything else, yeah. You know?
I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you're straight. But nah, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I'm done talking about the N-word until 3 months later when somebody else does some fuck shit.
Yeah, basically. That's how.
Shout out to Canadians who wore blackface to fucking protest against Justin
Trudeau
without actually asking themselves, how are black people going to feel about me being in blackface?
Is this weird?
Irony.
Like, shout out to those people who did not think that through at all.
It's we're going to be super ironic, though. We're going to be so ironic. They're going to love it, yeah?
And in 15 years, when they run for office, those pictures will pop up.
I was at a protest. It was done in protest.
It's just, oh, God.
Don't you understand satire?
He sounds like a West Coast Canadian. Vancouver, BC sounds just like that.
Really? Holy shit.
Yeah. There's coastal differences between the Canadian accent.
Like, I figured, but like, I'm just impressed that I even got
there.
And then
there's the French Canadian side and the English Canadian side. So yeah, I guess.
God, fucking French Canadians. I mean, yay.
What about the Canadian bacon side?
I don't know why I dislike French Canadians.
One of my favorite people is a French Canadian.
Everyone that I have met have been stuck up and kind of assholes. So maybe that's what I was curious. Like, that's the only reason but I've only met three, and all three were real motherfucking assholes. Like, just the worst. We don't have to get into it, but they were.
Only met a couple, but they are the in-laws to one of my best friends, and they're awesome. So,
all the Canadians, I know, cool, nigga. I don't know. Except Drake. I don't trust his ass.
2 out of 6. So 33% of all Canadians who are French Canadians are cool.
Okay.
We'll go with that. Yeah. I'll take that. Okay. Yep. Math.
So that.
Now we know it. And knowing is half the battle.
Oh, please don't tag that as it was intellectual. That was real dumb.
I feel like that is a show.
Yeah, I feel like it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Wait, do we want to do like tell people how to find you type stuff? Do we ever do that?
We do that sometimes.
Hey, Asa, tell people how to find you.
Oh, you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagrams at Lithium2Lashes and on Patreon at patreon.com/lithium2lashes.
Dope. Ricky, where can people find you?
Been thugging. I'm sorry.
The streets, nigga.
The streets, nigga. No, I don't go to the hood no more, not because of the people, nigga, because of the cops, nigga. No. actually, that's the truth, but whatever. At CPT Petty Ruxpin on Twitter. Fuck with me. or not. I really don't give a shit. It's fine.
Dope. That was aggressive. I like it. I'm Adjective _J on all the things that matter. And jjonescomedy.com for upcoming tour dates for me, or I guess show dates, because I'm not on tour anymore, but upcoming show dates for me when I'm live in Seattle and the surrounding areas of Washington.
All right. And shout out to our amazing boss lady. Yep.
Stephanie, who's gonna kill us
on her pod PTO. Sorry for breaking your network.
Oh, you can find her at Mocha Minutes on Twitter. Also, Sunny Twote That. That's TWOTE That. Though I think she said, don't follow her if your breath stank.
That is correct.
That is correct. Or if you look like your breath stank. But if you also are Lewis,
as well.
If you are Lewis Tan, and you are going to be posting nothing but thirst traps, you can totally
please
follow her.
Please hop in her DMs.
She wants that. But don't talk a lot, Lewis, if we're talking to Lewis Tan right now. Lewis, look, hop in her DMs. But remember, she's really going to be won over more by a wink and a smile than you going into
any
a lot
type of
words.
Conversation.
Yep. So just keep it light and breezy and shirtless. All right. That's going to do it for us.
Sorry, Steph.
I'm not sorry. I just told Lewis Tan to take his shirt off for her. Why am I sorry?
I'm sorry that we broke the network.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am sorry for that. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Night, y'all.
All right. Bye. Thank you for dragging me all show. It was great.
Yes. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Night's off.